بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. To Him belong the endowments and proper commendations. May Allah increase the honor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, raise his rank and raise the rank of all the prophets before him, and protect his nation from what he fears for it. Ameen. Insha'Allah ta'ala, today we shall talk about the meaning of testifying that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, the second shahada. In the previous lessons, we explained the meaning of the first testification in Islam, which is testifying that no one is God except Allah. And we said that for one to be a believer in God properly, to become a Muslim, one must testify, one must believe and utter with the tongue that no one is God except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And we explained that no one is God except Allah means no one deserves to be worshipped except God. And Allah is the Arabic name for God, and it means the one who has the power to create. And Allah is the one who created this world. He is eternal and He has no beginning and no ending. God does not resemble His creations in any way. And He is attributed with attributes of perfection, and He is clear of all imperfection. God sent prophets and messengers to teach the people the way of life. And He sent prophets and messengers to teach the religion of Islam. All the prophets came with the same religion, because Islam linguistically means submission, to submit to God alone. Islam means submission, to submit to God only, the one who created this world. All the prophets came with the same belief, however they had different laws in the religion, but their religion was one. They all worshipped God, but they had different laws. For example, Prophet Jesus' time, they were ordered to pray 2 times a day. So Prophet Jesus ordered his people to perform 2 prayers, but the prayers were performed to Allah. Prophet Muhammad's time, they were ordered to pray 5 times a day. Now the meaning of the second shahada, the second testification, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, is I know, believe and declare that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, who is the son of Abdul Muttalib, who is the son of Hashim, who is the son of Abdu Manaf, from the tribe of Quraysh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His messenger to all the humans and jinn. This means Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is from the clan of Hashim, the tribe of Quraysh. His lineage goes back to Hashim, who is the son of Abdu Manaf. The clan of Hashim is a branch of the tribe of Quraysh, which is the most prestigious and honorable tribe of the Arabs. The tribe of Quraysh goes back in lineage to Prophet Ishmael, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, who is the son of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Prophet Ibrahim had Ismail and had Ishaq, Ishmael and Isaac. Both of them were prophets. From Ismail, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, descends. His lineage goes back all the way to Prophet Ismail, may peace and blessings be upon all of them. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger to all humans and jinn. So he was not only sent to a specific nation, and he was not only sent to the Arabs or to the Muslims, he was sent to all humans, the humans and the jinn as well. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah sent him as a messenger, not only to the Arabs or only to the non-Arabs or solely to the humans, rather to the humans and jinn. One must believe that he was born in Mecca. Prophet Muhammad was born in Mecca and sent as a messenger therein. He immigrated to Al-Madinah and was buried therein. And he was truthful in everything he told about and conveyed from Allah. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born in Mecca in the year of the elephant. The year when Abraha led an army and some elephants in an unsuccessful attempt to destroy the Kaaba. Allah destroyed Abraha and his army as described in Al-Quran in Surah Al-Fil. He first received the revelation. Prophet Muhammad received the wahi, the revelation from God by Angel Jibreel in Mecca when he was 40 years old. He stayed in Mecca for 13 years after receiving the revelation, teaching the people and calling to Islam. Then he immigrated to Al-Madinah and lived there for 10 years, peace be upon him. He died in Al-Madinah, the city of Al-Madinah, and was buried there in Lady Aisha's chamber, which is his wife. And he died in the 11th year after his immigration, after the Hijrah. He was 63 years old, peace be upon him, when he died. Now, knowing the lineage of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam back to Abdu Manaf and that he was born in Mecca and died in Al-Madinah is an important matter. There is a big probability for this to be among the personal obligatory knowledge of the religion. Among what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us are the torture in the grave, the enjoyment therein, the questioning of the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, and other matters that would occur also on the Day of Judgment, such as the resurrection, such as the assembly, the Day of Judgment, the presentation of the deeds, the reward, the punishment, the balance, hellfire, the bridge, the basin, the intercession, and about paradise, and seeing Allah the Creator, seeing God with the eye in the hereafter without Allah having a form or being in a place or a direction different from the way a creation is seen. The believers will be in paradise. Allah will not be in a place. There will not be a distance between God and His creations. And the dwelling forever in paradise and in hellfire. And about other matters that the Prophet, peace be upon him, told us about and the previous nations. We will continue in the next session, inshallah ta'ala, about the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the final of the prophets. And we will talk in details about these matters that will occur on the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the creed of Prophet Muhammad, the creed of all the prophets, that no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and that Jesus and Moses and Abraham all were the prophets of Allah. We ask Allah to gather us in paradise, and Allah knows best.